Had a little listen to his podcast, huh?
Dude, it's educational. And besides, I've been wanting to listen to this one.
Welcome to Idling in the Impala, a podcast by and for lovers, the supernatural, and the fan fiction it inspires. Before we begin, just want to remind you to like, subscribe, follow wherever you listen to us so you don't miss any episodes or bonus content. If you love what we do and want an easy way to show your support, please consider leaving us a positive, all the stars rating on your favorite listening platform. It helps SPN and fanfic lovers find us and share in the fun. I'm Sandra.
I'm Casey, and spring break, y'all! Woo!
Yay,
spring
break! Off.
Woo! Woo! Time off. I mean, technically, it's Easter also.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, it's Easter in the UK. Like, we're the only fucking country on the planet that celebrates Easter. No, technically, okay, no, in the UK, this is called the Easter break. This is not spring break, but spring break, woo! So what do you do on spring break? You go to Florida, you make bad decisions. Maybe you go to California as well. I feel like you go to the sun. Wherever the sun lives, that's where you go.
Yeah.
And you make bad decisions. If you can't tell, my entire knowledge of spring break comes from that episode on American Dad, Family Guy and the Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know anything about spring break. It's not a thing over here. We make bad decisions on the weekends. We don't save them up till April.
To spring break. I've just heard about it. I've heard about friends going and doing things when they were in college and stuff like that. But I've never done an official spring break, like down to Florida. Fort Lauderdale, I feel like, is a thing. Like, that's where a lot of people go, but I could be wrong. Miami, Tampa.
Oh, yeah. No, tell us more about how you don't know shit about spring break while you're listing off places people go for spring break.
I just
break.
Think that's where people go. I cannot definitely say. If anybody's going to spring break, tell us where you went.
We can neither confirm nor deny that Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Miami are places people go for spring break. But yeah, no, in the UK, we make our bad decisions on a Saturday or a Friday.
Okay.
We don't save them up all year and then have one blowout week. We do it all year round.
Is like the stupid teen movies of like the 1980s where they would go down to like spring. Like I feel like Revenge of the Nerds was like they went down to spring break in one of those. And whatever that they would used to do on MTV, like I was a little bit, I think, too old when whatever they used to do over the summer, there was always people partying and in their bikinis and their board shorts and just, you know, all that kind of stuff was happening back then. So Jersey Shore, you know, that's that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. So what we've taken from this is we old, motherfucker. We are old. And one of us does not come from the country that invented spring break.
And I was beach adverse. I don't know how to swim. I've told you this. I don't know how to swim.
You fucking haven't.
I have told you this. It's been a while. I don't know how to swim. I was always being overweight and never being like happy with my body. I never wanted to show it. So it's like, it just seemed like more panic, more anxiety than it was worth. So even if I would go to the beach, I'd go with a friend and it would maybe be like for the day and be in, you know, down in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. And it just was never, I don't know. It wasn't a thing that I'm not a water baby, I guess is what, I don't even know if I don't think my sign is water. It better not be because I'm definitely not a water. No, I think I'm
no,
fire.
You're a
fire sign. No, I'm Sagittarius. I feel like that might be fire. We'll check this out later.
I got confused because I was like, oh, you're in December, you're Capricorn. But then my husband and my eldest are in December, and one of them is Sagittarius and one of them is Capricorn. So yeah. Mm-hmm. You very well may be a Sagittarius. I don't.
What do you mean? I don't know.
No, did y'all not get the memo that they changed the star signs and added one?
I'm not doing all that. That happened way after I'm willing to even consider that
you
a thing.
You sound just like my husband. He was like, oh, it changed my fucking.
I am not. Absolutely not. No. Sagittarius. What?
Yeah, you are. You're fire. You're fire.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was like, I know I'm not water.
now, by contrast to that, I am, in fact, a water sign. And I do.
So we should not mix.
We do fine. It's fine.
We do not mix.
Really fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Is it Lunar New Year today? Is that this weekend? Google's got a dragon on it. What is happening?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Lunar New Year.
Again, this was supposed to be a short intro.
This was supposed to be a short intro. Okay. No, right. I am a water sign, and I love swimming and water. Mm-hmm. I do not like the beach. Sand. Ew. No. It's coarse. What is that Star Wars quote? It's rough, it's coarse, it's irritating, and it gets everywhere. Something like that. Star Wars people, come at me. I know I've bastardized that. I like the beach. Sand. It's hot. You know where it's not hot? Well, it's warm, but it's not like hot. Swimming baths. Like, it's sand, hot. And there's stuff in the sea. In there. Frondy things. Just fucking touch your feet. Hate it. No. No. I don't like beaches. I don't like the sea. Anyway, all that to say, me and Sandra don't do spring break. But in deference to the fact that it is spring break and now we feel real fucking old, we're going to go back and look at some bad decisions that we made.
Loosely bad decisions, but more like looking back fondly and being like, oh, you sweet, sweet summer child.
Yeah, it's less look at these terrible decisions we made and more, oh, babies, you were so little. So
it's only a year ago.
Yeah, these are from early 2023. Sandra saves stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this stuff actually is really old junkies like thoughts and plots, you know, before it got out of my hands completely, when I still thought I had like half a grasp on what was happening. Not anymore. So there's some old junkies conversations there. So if you actually do read junkies, take a listen and then go look at junkies again and go, fucking hell, like none of that made it in. What the fuck?
Well, there's also, I think, just in terms of the junkies, the whole writing journey process. I mean, I feel like it's a good time stamp, you know, as to over just, I think it's over the course of just like a couple months, what you were going through in terms of writing and realizing what needed to get changed, what needed to get added, what needed fleshing out. Again, that whole thing that I think all of fanfic writers face, well, not everybody, but if you do, thinking you're just going to have this one little teeny tiny idea and how it blooms into this thing, you know, I'm just thinking like Little Shop of Horrors, you know, like you've got this little teeny tiny like plant and then you think, oh, this is going to be easy. I can maintain and manage this. And then it like totally consumes and grows.
It's singing at you to feed it, people.
To feed it. Feed me. So that's kind of like junkies.
Absolutely like junkies. It was just supposed to be Palm. And now it's just this fucking behemoth screaming at me all the time. Mm. Oh my God, that's such a great analogy. So yeah, let's take a step into the Wayback Machine back to like early 2003. Mm-hmm. And what silly ideas I had about how my life was going to go and what was going to happen. And let's just all laugh together because it'll be fucking funny. Probably minor disclaimer that obviously all this shit stuff is from like early 2023, so my name will be different to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I should probably put that out there, but I'm sure nobody is like, oh, Sandra's a transphobic asshole, because she's not. This is a recent change. This is old clips. So yeah, I'm gonna stop waffling now. Jinxie's doing spready foot. Again, let me know, people, if you want some kind of like Jinx cam for when we record, because he's usually around doing stupid stuff. Like right now, making an absolute meal of cleaning his leg. Like, you didn't need to try that hard, buddy. Like, it's not that difficult. I've never tried to clean my leg with my face. So, I don't know. Maybe it is that difficult. But anyway.
Yeah. Enjoy.
happy spring break. Happy Easter holidays. Happy whatever you call it. Where you live, happy fucking Tuesday. If you're old like us and you don't get a day off and you're just at work like the rest of us, and enjoy the outtakes, guys. Yeah. Goodness. Apparently we have an official timekeeper now.
Oh, that's cool. Well, he should have access to the calendar then. That way he could be like, Carly.
Oh, God. He's ridiculous. He's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
I think I figured out the plot.
Oh, I haven't. Has anybody ever used this tag for Wincest Brothers with Benefits? Has this ever been used before? Because it should. Because I was thinking about our romance, our when we're talking about romance tropes and how mine was like friends with benefits, I'm like, brothers with benefits. Hello. Like, was anybody
check
and see, because if not, you better start using that and make that a thing.
Brothers with benefits.
Because how not would you?
Most Wincest things are established relationship though, aren't they? That's the thing.
Yeah, but still, it's brothers with benefits.
I'm looking now. I'm looking now.
You've got to look that up. Somebody's got to have used that. And if they haven't, trademark that shit. Use it immediately. Stick it into your Wincest tags.
Yeah. Friends with benefits, rivals. It doesn't even look like it's a tag on AO3.
Oh my God, come on.
I know, right? I know.
Carly, put that in yours.
Nope. Nope. That's not it. It's not a tag. It's not a tag. I'm gonna steal that now. I'm gonna steal that.
I'm gonna say right now, January 8th. So January 8th, 2023. Brothers with benefits.
Carly
is putting that into AO3 and it's gonna make that a thing.
Yeah. I am, yeah. See, there's like brother incest and brothers and sub brothers. Yeah, but with benefits.
It definitely is. It's just
Crisco is a fucking tag.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? What is this? Oh, can I have to mark that for later now? Fucking hell. This keeps happening to me. It's because I'm emailing Dreamer on the computer and she's like, I have this for you and I have this for you. And I'm like, I need to get these on my iPad because I don't read on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making full use of the mark for later. Cycle now. You ever be reading the tags on something and you'll be like, yes, yes, yeah. That was what just happened to me. I was like, yes, Dom, pass Dom San Winchester. Sub San Winchester. Yes, yes, puppy play. Oh,
roller coaster.
You ruined it. You ruined it. You suck.
It's kind of like you have to be really, like, at least what I've noticed is if you want to tag something, if you want it to really follow in sort of like an emotional arc or something, it's kind of like you have to put them in a certain order, because if you add them in later, it just doesn't always follow or flow like that well. But it's like, and I hate it because then you can't just reorder. At least I don't think you can. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Can't.
You can't reorder them.
No.
Because that would make more sense to me. Like if you could also reorder them after you're done, then
yeah,
it has a little, it just makes a little bit more sense sometimes.
No, that happens to me. And then I'll remember a tag that I need to put in and like, well, now it's out of place.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't fit where I want it to fit. And I'm not deleting all of the tags to start again.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Fully agree. Apparently, which I suspected, people are not so much into the dark stuff.
No, you didn't get
people don't want that.
How much does Taken have though?
Taken's at 700 hits and 163 kudos.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Now you know where your audience is. You know where to leave.
Which is a problem because I spent the last week creating a world. It's a problem. I have figured out the app. I haven't quite figured out the ending, but I have figured out where it's going now.
Okay.
So okay, I've got a plan. Got a plan.
Yeah.
We're gonna go backwards first.
Okay.
And I was talking to Dreamer about it. let me load the thing up because it came up. It came up with something else. And she was like, blood is lube. And I was like, no, I have to explain this. I have to do this. No, I have to explain that this is not a thing that we can do. I think it came, where did it come from now? I was talking about.
Well, because I had asked too, right? Like I had asked first and then, then they've asked. So yeah, it's there needs to be an explanation.
Yeah, it's in a comment on the thing. Let me try and find it.
And I've got to, after, if we have time after the interview, I've got to talk to you about this one erotica piece. And it just said so many funny things in it that I wanted to talk to you about, because it's obviously like a fact versus fiction. Like,
oh,
this person
yeah.
is not doing things correctly, but I'm just going to read it.
Yeah. No, what it was is she'd commented on the, like, when they're getting down to the business and Sam, like, lubes himself up. And, like, I'd phone in the dean, was like, no, you could do it thing. And she commented, like, oh, how nice of you to compromise. And we were having a conversation. I was like, Dean doesn't really have a lot of control over this. He can't, He can't force Sam to fucking like that. You know, he can enforce a lot of rules, but not that one. So then we were, I had said on the back of this comment, I'm thinking the first time he, like, Dean's going to ride Sam and it's going to be like fiction, effectively. And because I was like, I had this idea that, so the first time is when Sam falls off the wagon, but then the first time is when he goes out and he tries to get it from another demon and he can't, and he has to come back and beg Dean, and Dean's going to be an asshole about it, obviously. And he's going to tie him up in the not sex dungeon and like punish him because he, like, Sam left Dean tied up there. And I was like, I'm thinking he's going to do this and he's going to do this. And she's like, oh, is it because he's mad? So I was explaining this. And then I was like, and Dean's going to punish Sam by tying him up in the basement and forcing Sam to fucking try it. And then I was like, this is going to be a problem. And she's like, okay, well, what if Dean concedes to spit? Maybe Sam can't get it up properly because, like, the thought of doing that to Dean. And then she'd put, oh, using bullet as lube. Imagine the tease it would be. Da-da-da-da-da. And then I was like, that's such a great image. And I can't do that because I'm such a massive proponent of appropriate sex. I cannot. And also because I would never hear the end of it from you. If I tagged blood as lube, my reputation would be over. But it's a really good image.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the way the story is going anyway, I mean, it kind of, I don't think you can necessarily put what you want to be appropriate on these characters that are maybe not. So if you feel like that would work and that makes sense for that scenario, I mean, we're talking about demon blood addicted Sam and Demon Dean. So if that's already dark. So if you're going to, if you feel that makes sense for that, even if it doesn't, like, again, like, you would do your PSA or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But
big capital letters, do not do this.
Yeah. You know, but if you feel like it would, I mean, I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, Carly, you know, I mean, I'm understanding that you would need that. It's just like in romance novels, like there's so many things that occur that would not happen in reality, or, you know, don't make a lot of sense, but you suspend belief for the scenario, you know? So
yeah,
if it works and it feels like it would be a good idea, then do it. Just, you know, do your usual, like, here, let's remind ourselves this is fiction.
This is not, please do not do this, you will injure yourself. Yeah, see, it does work.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm, she not put, saying it doesn't. Yeah, it does. So she put, kind of have to do it.
Yeah, she'd put, like, imagine the tease it would be having it all over Sam's cock before he even gets it in his mouth. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's so good, though. Damn it. I'm going to have to take out my note. No, I won't, because it'll be a different series. Because I ended up retagging Demonic Junkies, which is going to get a name change.
Okay.
Because you were like, it feels rapey. And she was like, I need you to know that the first part of this is very non-con and maybe you should tag that. And I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I tagged it like rape non-con and then, like, tagged it again, no rape. Because there's no rape in that part.
I think maybe just like in your notes in each part. Like, if you'd like to avoid the having to constantly like add tags and then have them sort of counteract each other, maybe just explaining, like, in each part, like in the notes section in the beginning or chapter notes or whatever, like, just like what is in this part, if you think that part might be triggering too. Like, overall, it's definitely in the story. But if you are doing it by parts rather than chapters, you can, if one part definitely has non-con and another part doesn't, you could separate it that way by its tags if you just make it part of a series.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
What the fuck has happened to me? What has happened?
I don't know.
Three months ago, I was writing fluff I was like, no, this is nice. I'm going to give him a little bit of drama. You won't go back
to writing fluff on occasion. It doesn't mean that it's just you're adding to your repertoire.
Yeah, but I don't know where this is coming from. I just wanted strung out, sweaty Sam. Mm. And then they came along and were like, all this bitch. And I'm like, And I know, see, I think I'm getting so freaked out about it being non-con because I know what the characters are thinking and want, and I know how it's going to end. And I'm like, it's not really non-con. They want each other, just not like this.
Yeah, but I would say in the beginning, though, if you base it on just the acts and at the point in time in whatever's building in this relationship, there's definitely non-con. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's in there. So yeah, even though like you said, you're in the head and know what's going on. Anybody reading that is going to see that it's not consensual. Like, there's things that are happening that are not consensual. They have not had a conversation about this is a, we understand our, what we want out of this relationship. They haven't had that discussion. So they're not adults yet about that. Now, once they get to that point and those are things they want in the relationship, that's different. Right now, they're not there. I said they're very fucked up individuals in general. So then you add in Demon Dean, blood addicted Sam, and it's a whole bunch of more messed up, you know, before they would even get to where they need to be.
Yeah.
So
it's a problem. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We'll get there. We're going to go backwards and it's going to get worse, but then it'll get better.
Okay. Yeah. Just tag the parts the way they need to be tagged. I think breaking them up as parts is a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it didn't make sense because I was like, I'm going to leap like really far back on the next chapter and then I'm going to come forward a bit, but not properly forward. And I was like, you know, the end, the way this shakes out in the end might need more than one chapter, and then that's going to read weird and it needs to be a series.
Yeah.
I'm really mad with my own brain now. I'm like, why have you done this? This is not something that you enjoy. I'm going to have to fucking retag this properly with rape.
Well, then, I mean, I just think it makes more sense to do, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm just changing around like titles and stuff like that.
So what are you going to name it? Or is it going to be a surprise? You said you're renaming it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just renaming it to Blood Junkie. And then I'm going to make the series Demonic Junkies.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that's it. Yeah. There we go. And then this guy, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened. So where have you moved my thing to now?
What thing where? I didn't move anything.
No, you haven't done anything. It was it's the fucking,
I do not want to get reprimanded. I am not moving anything.
No, it was the tags because I took out the rape non-con, no rape tag, and just archive warning that rape non-con. Okay,
gotcha.
Which I don't like, but it's fine.
Well, if you got it from a couple people, then, you know, one person is one thing, but if you're getting it from a couple, then
there's more than one. So it's fine. It'll just get less hits now because a lot of people filter out rape non-con. I know I do, which is weird because here I am writing it, so I'm going to need to change that disclaimer as well.
maybe you should put it in draft or stuff. Can you move it? That's a question. Can you move them back to draft once they're published?
No, you have to take them down and start again.
Okay, gotcha.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It can stand. Okay. There are people out there that like that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. It's not fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's a good experiment.
The hits to, yeah, the hits to kudos is pretty good though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, you know.
That's usually what I look at, honestly, more than anything, because I'll never get like huge hits on stuff. So it's like, what are the kudos in relationship to how many people have hit? So
yeah,
those are usually pretty good.
It's more than 1 in 10 people
mm-hmm.
that read it, kudos it
mm-hmm.
currently. So.
So, I've got to talk about Junkies.
Yeah, tell me.
I really
Tuesday.
I really did like that you did the backstory for it. I feel like that made it, it just makes more sense to me now. Like, you know, seeing how it started, where it's going. And then you've got one more that you're going to put. Okay.
Yeah. I finished the second chapter of that last night, actually.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel easier to write
Wincest? Yeah.
Okay. Because it shows in your writing.
Oh, God.
But not in a bad way. I feel like the storyline and your focus on Sam, which I know you connect with him in a lot of different ways. It felt like the first like couple pages was just like poetry. I loved it. Oh. I loved it.
Thank you.
It feels like your wheelhouse, and I'm so happy you found it. Cause I feel like that's, were you just scared to do it for a while?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you scared because of the reaction?
I don't know. I think it's because I knew that like you and Dee weren't that much into Wincest. So I was like, well, like that, you guys are my cheerleaders. And if I don't have you guys, what will happen?
Yeah.
But also like I feel like I can be a lot freer with Wincest than I ever could with Reader Insert because I'm writing a female writer and at Reader, but a female character. Mm-hmm. So it's inherently sexist and I'm aware of that, but you can push male characters a lot further than you can push female characters from like a sense of biology, you know, not even like a men are stronger than women. Like biologically, you can do things to men that you couldn't necessarily do to women. And then I'm like, I'm not asking anybody to put themselves in the place of this character. Mm-hmm. It's already an established character. So it feels safer to be darker with these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I really like writing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. So, it's really good, Carly. I mean, it's the I don't know how much you're going to do of like if you're going to continue like other testing the waters with, say, Blood Addicted Sam or Demon Dean, or if it's just going to be, you know, Sam and Dean. I feel like you're not going to. I feel like you're going to always have another idea that's going to revolve around like that particular
it might do. I have very much like I bounce ideas off you and D, and we'll have something in the group chat and I'm like, shit, I have to write that. I have the exact same thing going on with Dreamer. So there's a point in the current work in progress where Sam, he's like getting in the car and he's thinking about how he's not safe to drive. And she picked it up and she's like, oh, Sam, always being so, you know, like responsible. And I was like, well, it's self-preservation. What if someone calls an ambulance and then he's in the hospital and his demon brother is down as his next of kin and has to come get him? And she's like, that is a great idea. And I was like, it fucking is a great idea, though. So that's the only kind of like Demon Dean sort of idea that's floating around currently, and that might not be Blood Addicted Sam. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I might just play off the crack of that one and just, you know, Sam just being like, no, just discharge me. I have to leave immediately. Don't call. Okay, you called my brother. Great. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to put these two down for a while. I have too many ideas.
Good.
I'm now concerned about all my previous writing. If you're like, yeah, no, we can tell you're having a much better time.
No. I mean, I can just tell that if it comes so easily to you, you know, like the way that you get the characters, I just think it's great to explore that. Because I feel like this just happened like in a matter of weeks, where other things where you've like, again, things you've maybe had to work on for other people took longer to do. This is just full on in your brain. This is what I want to have happen. This is how it's going to go, working out all the details.
Yeah,
it's
this
great.
This one's flowing a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Taken, once I got over that barrier about like guys fucking, mm-hmm. Taken went really quickly as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't feel like I have to make this a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you, I know you don't write that many reader inserts, but you know, like if you're writing a reader insert and you kind of want it, like it has to have like mass market appeal.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to be able to project themselves into your character. So you always just kind of a little bit cautious about mm-hmm. not even so much like in like kink sense, but like if you put down a character like has an orgasm a certain way and you're like, well, what if everybody, like, what if the vast majority of people don't get there like that? Or, you know, what if that's not a common experience? And it just, mm-hmm. it's a little restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can say what I want. I can do what I want. And it's freeing. I'm having a good time.
Good.
Hi, Baba. Good. I'm glad you liked it, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it. Because I know you were like, I don't like this. I'm sad.
Well, I don't like seeing how, like, again, maybe I'm kind of glad we didn't get a ton of Demon Dean, because I think the more of Demon Dean, of course, I don't think the show would have done him justice anyway, but I think the more of him you would have seen, the more it just would have been the really, really dark, 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 dark parts, you know?
Yeah.
Of Dean. And that was, I don't know, like that's kind of hard, you know, for me sometimes to see. But I like that you make me take a look at him and be like, okay, this is what this is like when he's not really all that. It's weird, right? Like concerned about Sammy, but not concerned about Sammy, wanting to be all about, like, how is that shifted? Like you can see the shift in the second part towards the end where he's gotten a little more human, right? Like in the first part that you wrote first, and then you went back and did the other part that's actually the first part. But this is just all bravado and, but not like the fun kind of bravado, you know, that we're used to, that I'm used to with him. But yeah, no, it was.
I don't want him to be completely unsympathetic. I don't want him to. The one I'm writing now goes in between control and blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to move forward from blood. So I'm kind of like, he's still like, he's not done with being a demon. He's still having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's cold and he's cruel and he's really enjoying, you know, just running Sam along a string, basically. And being cruel to him. He's enjoying that. But I'm kind of trying to, like, just put the little seeds that there's more behind that.
Mm-hmm.
That these are things that he wants, that he's wanted for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's just that now he's a demon. He's not fighting his own morals on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of, like I said, I don't want him to be cold. It's kind of how that shook out, I suppose. Well, it wasn't the plan, but all right. So I'm just reassuring myself. I'm like, I'm going to make this so much better. It's going to be so fucking nice. I'm going to make it really sweet and fluffy when I'm done with this.
I don't know if that's going to be the point of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like at the end of it is the whole, I mean, you don't have to tell me, but the end of it is that he completely just, see, my brain doesn't want to work in this way. So I'm trying to figure out, like, when you say he enjoys being cold, like I just can't, even as full on demon, maybe I see it, but he was so miserable in the show as he was doing that stuff. So I'm trying to get my space and my headspace around Dean wanting to be that cold. I guess, you know, like that's where I'm at right now, like wanting to be that way. So I think that's why it's like, what's the end game? Are they together? They've established a relationship. Does Sam get cured? Does Dean get cured? And then they talk about what their relationship is. Is that where you're going with it? And I know I'm hitting you with a lot of questions.
The end goal is for them both to be okay. So mm-hmm. Dean is going to be, I haven't decided if I'm going to bring the mark into it yet.
Okay.
Because I did really like the idea of it coming full circle and Dean needing Sam's pure human blood to keep the mark in check.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't decided if I'm going to bring it around that just yet. But the end goal is for Dean to be as human as he can be. And if that shakes out that he's completely cured, then great. But if he has to do something to stay in control, then that's fine as well. I haven't decided how I'm going to cure Sam. I want him to be cured. I want them to be human and be together. But I'm going to be honest, after everything I've put them through, I don't know if that's going to shake out that great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, there's going to have to be conversations. You know I hate writing dialogue. There's going to have to be conversations.
Well, I think once you figure out which way it's going to go, it's going to be fine for the conversation part. I think that's going to be fine. I guess to me, trying to remember, like going back to, you know, Dean in season 4 and the fact that, you know, he was torturing when he was in hell, you know, to get off the rack and said that he enjoyed it, but you could see the weight of it on him. And I just feel like all of that's got to come crashing down on Dean at some point. Like he's going to, whenever that happens, he's going to have to come to terms with what he's put Sam through. You know what I mean? And.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's going to be all this self-loathing again.
Yeah. It's kind of, because Dean's demon, it wasn't truly possession. So I can't split it up into what the demon does and wants and what Dean does and wants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm kind of like...
Because when he was in hell, right, he made that choice for self-preservation. Then he ended up realizing he liked it, you know, like some of it that he liked. And that's a whole other therapy session that he has to have going on lots of levels. And then with this is inherently a part of him. Like he's making these choices to do these things as a demon.
I think it's, if you look back at season 10, and this is canon divergent, but it's, you know, sort of coming from canon, even though you could see that Dean was over being a demon, he still fought being cured. He still, you know, fought it. You know, he was still pushing against it right up until, you know, when he escaped the cuffs and he was going to hunt Sam down and kill him with a hammer and stuff. He was still fighting being cured. So that says to me that either there's a part of him that likes not having to be responsible and he just likes the freedom to do as he pleases and kill indiscriminately and be awful. Or it really is a battle in him of what is demonic and what is him. You know, and he's still.
I could also look at it as just him giving up, like being like, look, if this is the way I'm going to go out and Sammy and I go out, you know, because I'm just done. And so I almost saw it as that too. You know, just like I'm exhausted. I just want to just go out, whatever his blaze of glory was idea in this way. Too, I think I felt like I got that from him too, of just giving up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how this is gonna shake out. In my mind, control and where I am now, he's still having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
He's enjoying being free of those morals that have kept him in check.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get further into this installment that I'm writing now, it's becoming a bit more obvious that he's just taking advantage of a situation. This is not really what he wants. This is not really how he wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But this opportunity has presented itself to him, and he's going to take advantage of it because he thinks it's the only chance he's going to get.
Mm.
So he's going to, this is all, it's all going to crash down on him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have, you know, this horrible time of self-loathing. And he got Sammy hooked on demon blood again. And he did all these, well, I mean, he doesn't really do anything to Sam. He makes Sam do it to him. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still like, it's Dubcon, isn't it? It's taking advantage. Mm-hmm. It's forcing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to feel bad for that. And he's going to feel like he needs to pay his dues for that. And then I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Because I just, it's not realistic for Sam to just go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. And they're going to have, they're going to have like a conversation. I don't like conversations. maybe I'll just end it after these three. Maybe I'll just end it. And maybe I'll just go, nah, you guys work out for yourself what happened.
Yeah.
After when Dean left in Blood Junkie. You guys, did they figure it out? Did he get cured? I don't know. You guys tell me.
Yeah. If it feels right to just do that, then just do that. You know, give everybody, again, people can have these kinds of discussions over stories.
I just don't know. My brain never really thought forward about this. I wrote Blood Junkie and I was like, okay, this is this. And then I was like, but what happened the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it turn sexual from there?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really go forward. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, no, it'll be fine. I'll make it better. But I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Mm.
I don't know.
It's just whatever you want to write and give to people, then just be okay with doing whatever that is. And even if it's just a moment, a time period, do that. If it feels right when you're writing it, then let it come out and do that. So
yeah, I'm going
to
see.
Don't feel like you need to tidy it up with a nice little bow. Some things you just can't.
Yeah.
Some things you just can't.
If I went in to try and tidy this up, it would be so long. Because mm-hmm. I could not realistically have Sam just go, it's fine, don't worry about it. You nearly killed me and you made me fuck you. But it's fine, don't worry about it. Let's continue having a sexual relationship. And I have like timestamp ideas and stuff of what would happen, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I get from there to there.
You don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to make a connection. I just really liked seeing how it started. So I think I enjoyed the story part of it too. That bringing that in was what I needed. And that's just me because of how my brain works. So seeing how it started, but not necessarily having to have all of the connections, right, between the first and second. I really liked it. I think you did a really good job. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
You did a really good job. You are turning into a magnificent writer.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Oh, Jinx has brought me a pom-pom.
Good.
Hi. Oh, you're going to be quiet now. He's just looking at me. He knows.
I think he's trying to figure out, why are you doing this down here? You're usually upstairs.
Yeah. Mother, throw the pom-pom.
You're throwing off all the routine that I'm used to.
Throw the pom-pom, mother. Throw the pom-pom. Okay, I took the pom-pom. Ah, so, yeah, as it stands at the moment, nobody has done anything to anybody in part three. But that is about to change.
Okay.
Yeah, that is about to change. The last, it's three chapters long and I've got the first two done. And then the last one is going to be basically, so you know how in Blood Dean was like a little bit, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't give Sam like a whole fix
mm-hmm.
until he got what he wanted. That's mm-hmm. basically how it's gone this time. A little bit, until Sam goes, look, it's not enough. You said you'd help me. And then Dean's like, oh, no, I will for a price for this. And as we leave off at the end of chapter two, Sam is like, oh, my God, no. We're going to see how that shakes out.
Okay.
And then we'll just go from there. And do you know what? If I can never wrap this up, if I can never make this right, I can take all the good ideas that I have and just make them into one-shots. Nothing bad will happen.
Oh. It
was so pretty. Oh my gosh, you're so pretty though. Look at you with your stupid face. Like rubs his whole face along the pom-pom if you put it on his nose. You're so pretty. Hi. But what happens if I just hold the pom-pom? I get a sad face, apparently. I get a sad face. But no, I'm really glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Because I was worried. I was like, she didn't like the first one. Fuck. Oh, no.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's that it's just not my go-to, right? Like, we've all got our go-tos that we like. And that's just not my go-to.
Yeah. No. I don't want to write things that dark all the time. But sometimes... What the... My headphones are chatting behind you. I already unplugged them and put them into charge somewhere else. I don't know what that light means. I don't know if that means. Okay. I'm just going to leave him there.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave him there. So, do you want to... Oh, yeah, no. Before, can we talk about salad? Because that was fucking great.
Aw.
It was a great time.
Thank you.
Dean's monologue while they were running was dog. I was so into that. Just like, I have tried everything to get with this woman and she wants nothing to do with me. And then they're all like, oh yeah, I switched the cutlery out for silver and I'm putting holy water and stuff. I put holy water in the dog's bottle. What is wrong with you? I really, really liked it. Huge fun.
I was just like, at the end of the day, I was like, I'm not even going to go into a lot of chair sex. They're just going to get going and then we're going to going to end it. I was just like, no, I just can't, because I liked how like the relationship stuff got to that one point. I'm like, this is not turning into what I thought it was going to be, but this is okay. So it's okay. No, it was fun. I was trying to figure out the running thing ended up being like really fun to do. So I had fun putting Dean through torture. Different kind of torture, but torture, yes.
I have to say, I was more of a fan of Sam just being like, Sue, I'm going to go ahead and finish. Do you guys want to wait here and I'll pick you up in the car? Because that is exactly what would have happened. I would have not made it 2 miles.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I realized that after. I was like, no, he's not going to circle back around. He's just going to finish what he came to do and just come and pick these two.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, God. No, the first hill, I would have been like, all right, I'm out. Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I went and checked. I went onto Google Maps and I looked at Lebanon, the main street. And it's literally so, there's nothing there. Like in the real Lebanon. And
yeah,
there's like only maybe about 10 blocks of it. And then it's just like, it turns into this dirt road. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going to go with that. And I saw a teeny tiny, which wasn't even considered like a park. It's literally like a bench and like a third of like a city block. And there's just like some grass. I'm like, that's where they're going to end up back there. And that's where that's going to happen. We're going to put a fountain just because it'll be cute. Put a little fountain there.
Yeah.
And So.
Yeah. No, I'm fully.
I realize how fluffy I do make Dean. Like, I just make him a fluff ball sometimes. Like, I can't help it.
Yeah. But like, it's cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you change the, there it is, terrain. Because I had to walk up, frankly, an unreasonable amount of hills when I was in Spain to get from the town up to my friend's villa of like where her family stayed. And I was trying to find like some kind of elevation because Jesus fuck, I nearly died. But I stopped like 5 times. It was, frankly, it went from funny to actually legitimately embarrassing. Because I was like, I am sorry. I am out of shape. My bad.
Yeah.
Honestly, awful.
Italy's like that too. Just all mountains and hills and everything's just elevation where, yeah, when I looked at Lebanon, I'm like, this thing's flat. I'm like, but you know what? They are just not in good shape. They are not going to be able to keep up with Sam at all. Yeah. It's just not going to happen.
It doesn't even matter. Like, even if it's like hills would have made it worse, but if you're that out of shape, there's nothing that you can do to make that better.
Well, I think like you were saying too, you know, Dean's probably a good sprinter, but at the end of the day, he's not going to be able to keep that up, like, you know, keep that going.
Yeah.
So
I saw, I saw on Twitter somewhere that Bo doesn't run.
Doesn't run like Dean.
Dean and Jensen. I can't. Someone's kid have commented on it, or someone's kid or someone's husband would be like, why does he run like that? And the person tweeting was like, Jensen is fast. Dean is fast. Bo is not fast. He looks dumb running like that. Does he, like, what? How do you run not fast? Is it that obvious, though?
That he can't run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like,
I love it.
Other, like, people were making comments too, where, like, they'll, like, one will go one way, one will go another. And, or, like, he just doesn't keep up with people. And I'm like, that's not the way Jensen or Dean would, you know, like, I just keep thinking back to that one. I think it was in the end in season 5 where the director was telling Jensen, you've got to slow down. You have to make it look like they're going to catch you.
That was for the end in season 5 when he's out running.
Yeah.
The zombies, and they had to be like, you're running too fast.
You've got to slow down.
They can't keep up with you. Slow down. It needs to look tense.
So I don't know if it's just like what it is, but like I said, it's just little things that I feel that, just like Jared does with Walker, like Ted watched part of an episode with me. He's like, and he even said, he's like, yeah, I really don't see Sam in this character. And I'm like, no, I don't think you do either. You don't see Sam. And I don't think you see, as much as they put in like the little Easter eggs, I don't think you see Dean in Bo, really. You see Jensen in all of them, but I don't think you see too much of the other characters. You know, there's always going to be those little go-tos, right, that an actor does that they can't help but do. And yes, I did watch that episode again where he cries and he wipes with the back of two fingers on both of his eyes. So he definitely did not do a Dean.
Oh, definitely not, man.
It was totally different. So
I thought it was really noticeable. Dee shared that that gif of Dean and Soldier Boy saying, did you hear that? And I was like, even with no sound, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no crossover between the characters at all.
Yeah. Right. I think that says a lot about our guys, right? Like, they're good actors.
They're good actors.
It's just sometimes we just want to see them back as Sam and Dean.
Right. If you're going to be there, you need to just sit. I will have less of this. No, I wish you could see. He's such an asshole. He wants to be in my lap.
Of course.
There's not really room for him to be in my lap, but he's going to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sit. But he's like, just, you know, like they do that like crouch down thing?
Yeah.
Where they're not quite on the floor.
Yeah.
But they're not stood up like fully on my little legs. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, hey.
It's decision time. And he doesn't know what to do.
It's not decision time. It's stand here being an asshole time. There's no decision being made. Hey. Jinxie. I know you can hear me. We're like less than a foot away from each other, dude. I know you can hear me. Sit. I'm going to start it all over again. Sit down. No, don't rub your face on my hand like you're cute. You are cute, but don't do that. I hate this animal. Do you want a cat? I will mail him to you. I will mail you over the Atlantic. with your little pink ears. Send you to Sandra. She won't have time for none of your nonsense. No. Just sit. I don't care where you sit. Just sit. Oh, no. You walk your fat ass all the way out of this room. Don't you walk 2 steps and then stop? That's better. Oh, no. I need you to go and attack his sister. Okay.
Right. Yay, I just had the burp. Sorry. I don't know if you heard that.
That's okay, no.
I might have to do another one.
Ooh, I kept muting my mic to cough.
Mm. Well, at least the sound was good. I was just like, oh man. I didn't want to have another three different sound. Things that had to happen today. So that was good.
That was good.
All right.
I don't know how I missed that. It was right there. And I was checking all the titles. I didn't filter it by explicit or anything.
Okay. So we've got...
I'm not saying I hate salads. I am. Yep. That was great.
We are going to... I'm going to... Hold on. Format. Strike through that one.
Strike through. We love a strike through.
And then...
Friday.
I have
and then we're done with interviews
for a while. Yes.
Yes.
I've got
take a break from interviews.
I'm going to try. I mean, I want to try to get people lined up, but I want to like space it out, like not.
Yeah, I think maybe having like 4 in a row weekly.
Yeah.
Was the thing that was a bit much. Okay, I'm going to take this out because we've done that. Oh, we need another one. Mm-hmm. February. Oh, looks. Right. And do you want me to take this out because it's been recorded now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. I think the next thing for us to do is I'm going to work on the DSM-5 diagnosis stuff so we can maybe talk about that in an upcoming episode. So I will look at you putting
into boxes.
Yeah. Then we can do one on that. Do we want to do fact versus fiction sometime soon? That might be fun.
Yeah.
Just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we still need this? All this.
That stuff is probably somewhere in an old archived meeting. So you could probably get rid of that. Yeah.
Because I feel like it was helpful when we were starting out, but I feel like we kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, all this has changed now as well.
Yeah.
We've got an outro. We've got an intro.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's a copy right. somewhere. So it's okay.
Do you want me to make another copy just in case?
No. It's I swear there's a copy in...
Somewhere.
In, yeah. In the archives. In the archived notes. It's in there. So it's fine. You get rid of it.
Okay. Cannon fodder. So you want to record Dean's deep dive. Okay. We're not going to get that done on Friday before.
No, because I've got I'm not going to make the same mistake that we made with the aromantic.
I'm still not sure that we're not going to have to make a table and re-record that, to be honest.
No, I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be what it is. We did it. I have not listened to it yet. I'm going to do that this week and edit.
Okay.
It'll be okay. I think it was just, there was a lot of information. So I want to be taking things out, you know, like figuring out like what we want to focus on, what makes sense, and like maybe how we contrast that with like maybe Sam, like using mm-hmm. like that stuff as a guide to like, you know, how much of this maybe falls in line with Sam or how different do we see that? And then also comparing, I think like the original post that had this had one thought on Dean
bullshit.
That was just like, you know, no. So
it was garbage.
Yeah. So I there's a lot of info. So I'm going to go through it and really kind of outline it a little bit.
Yeah.
At least we've got a flow chart to work with, you know, where I think we were just kind of like, oh yeah, we know this is what Dean is. Is it like, yeah. Oh, there's all this other stuff here.
Yeah.
It was a learning process. We learned a lot about the subject as we were courting. So
yeah,
that's fine. If it doesn't make any sense, it made sense to us at the time.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's see how it shakes out.
when it's listened to. Okay, so you want to do upcoming episodes, D and DSM 5. You've got that in for some time, haven't you?
I do, but yeah, that may get switched around if we don't get it done within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Let me open up the spreadsheet. I can say this one was recorded. It's a table. Sorry. Are you? Do you want to hear? Do you want to type it in? No.
No. You can type it in. It's fine. You can type it in. I was just.
I may have to move the DSM around probably if we don't, but we should be able to get that done within a reasonable amount of time before end of February.
Yeah. Stuff down so I can have like upcoming episodes. So we've got Dean's DSM 5 fact versus fiction. What do you want me to rant about?
So I think we were trying to figure out, can we make generalizations without calling out a particular fiction?
Yeah.
We're still at something you've read, but not that we're saying, and this person did this and this person did that, but in a fun way.
I was trying to think of examples. So let me just move that in there. So if we do like anal Alan. Safe anal sex. Lube.
I think too, like maybe like what S like. Okay, like how 50 Shades got everything really wrong, like how people might do that in fiction.
Oh, yeah. What does insane and back mean? Yeah.
And then maybe just like...
I'm trying to think of
positions, other positions, places where things just don't necessarily like would never be that shower sex is never...
easy. Yeah.
So it would be nice. It's a nice thought, but then the actual actuality of it isn't. So kind of like how I think there's a influencer that does this, like they might take model photos or whatever and show you like the reality of it. So I think that's like doing that with fan fiction. You could go through like any of the stuff that maybe I've written or we've written, you've written. Because I'm sure we've put plenty of stuff in there that's just not, you know, fact versus fiction is very different. Like the refractory period, stuff like that, that kind of thing.
I don't think that's how you spell hygiene.
No.
It's not. Hygiene.
Hygiene. Yeah.
Yes. Stop sticking stuff up your ass when it's not clean. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, using food.
yeah
those kinds of things.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll add to that as I find
we can make it funny.
Yeah, but we'll start with the first one. So anal sex and lube.
Yeah, I guess we just have to figure out at some point a cannon fodder.
Okay, what kind of fodder? We've done a fix it.
I don't even think we should try to come up with a theme. I think once we usually do the stuff, we can figure out a theme as we're working on it. If not, we could say these are totally diametrically opposed and have nothing in common. We just wanted to sell the other one on
just
it.
Just have a chat about it. Yeah.
I think that's fine too. Yeah. Because I don't know what else we've done for Cannon Fodder that's we could kind of like AU. Have we done? We both haven't done Wincest. You seem to bring Wincest into stuff when we're talking about it. So
I can not bring Wincest if you want.
No. But I'm saying, do you want me to come up with a Wincest one that I can sell you on? Maybe we should do. We should do reverse day. And I bring you a Wincest and you bring me a reader insert with Dean.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, gotta. Now I've got, it can't be one of yours. I can't use yours.
You can bring mine if you want. I never tire of hearing people tell me how amazing they are.
Might.
Andrea okay. brings Winterfest.
You gotta try and find one that's not
that you
mine,
haven't. Though. I have to try one. Yeah, but I have to try to find one that maybe because lately have you been reading a lot of it? I have to find one you haven't. Okay. That's going to be the thing. And you finding one that I haven't read that's Dean Plush Reader. So we can't share. We shouldn't share what our picks are then in advance.
Yeah. And if we do find, if we do we find come up one with that them? The other's read, do if we do both three ones that the other's read, we'll just be like, well, that's how it goes. Yeah. Oh God, I'll have to go back into, I don't even look at Dean/Reader stuff anymore or Sam/Reader stuff. There could be some gold out there that I haven't read. Should we do another? See, this is on my mind. You are in the stock. This is on my mind just because I just finished up season 5 with Becky.
Uh-huh.
And then Live Through
You haven't
Twi
even gotten
Hard
to 7 yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is in the start of season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of.
Yeah.
We could maybe.
So that's going to require a little bit of. We got to do a little bit of.
Got to do a little bit of research. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just do another, you know, like another character thing.
Well. I think we should aspire to getting that one done maybe within the next, maybe like in, I say, I'm trying to see how much we can kind of get done before March. Cause I know March is going to be fussy.
Okay. So it's immediately in the Stolen Tupperware. What is this?
Oh, that's from Big Sky.
I know it's from Big Sky. Yeah. Why is he waving? That's not Tupperware for a staff.
It's not Tupperware. Oh, he was bringing back a dish.
Stolen Tupperware. Oh, is it a fic? It might be a fic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a fic.
That's a
dusty
old person.
It's not the
person.
Same at all, but it, yeah. Because that's not Tupperware. That's a pan.
Yeah. No, somebody made vegetable lasagna for him and he was all about it. And yeah. He's bringing back
Dean would be devastated.
But he was surprised that he liked it. Dean would be devastated. See, another reason. Not the same character.
Yeah.
Not the same character.
He's still fucking cute. He doesn't have any right to be that goddamn cute, though. It's nearly Dean's birthday. Radio company haven't released the goddamn thing. Look at him. He's such a sweetie.
No.
Oh, I heard like a buzzing noise.
What the
That's
heck?
Happening to me a lot. I should maybe talk to somebody about that.
No, I heard it too, but it's not me. At least I don't think it's me. My phone's not going off. Is it something on? Oh,
it might be some.
When you played Zoom? When you played the clip of Dean, uh-huh. I think that's Sam's phone in the clip.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think that's what that
maybe,
was.
Maybe.
Look at him. Mr. Dodgeball King. Get you.
Oh, God. Look at that fucking face. Look how cute he is. Could you, sir, please.
Oh, God, I'm telling you, Carly, both of them, when you see them in person, it's just. It's
never going to happen.
But I'm saying it's just you don't think it's possible. For the reality to be better than what you see on television. And it is. And it just shouldn't be a thing. But it is. But it is.
It is. And I don't like that.
I'm trying to get us some traction. Maybe eventually we do like a GoFundMe. Let's get Carly to it.
Yeah, maybe if I win a few thousand, that would be good.
Oh.
Why isn't Sam trending? I need to find Sam trending. I'm thinking he signed on for more seasons of Big Sky, but what does that mean for Dean Winchester?
I don't think there will be a Supernatural revival or reboot. Hello.
That's not him.
It's not Dane. I know, but it was a great image.
It was. I was very sad to hear that wasn't him. It's like, not him. It's a good image. And somebody knew exactly what they were doing, and that was beautiful, but not him.
What does that say? It's Dean's other cell, and then what does that one say?
I don't know. I can't read it.
State Patrol?
It could be, because that could be one of the phones that they were, because it could be like FBI.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that is a beautiful body on a beautiful car.
Mm-hmm.
Binks has just moved like his whole arms to clean his elbow, and he's glaring at me like I did this. I didn't do anything.
You put him in that position.
Yeah. I didn't even touch him. You did this. It's not my fault. You have an itchy armpit, mate. Itchy armpit. I mean, it's my fault now because I'm tickling. Oh, no, I made him get up and move. He did like a big stretch and everything. Oh, no, I'm so off. Oh, hello. He was so good, though. I expected him to be quite shouty.
Yeah, he was quiet.
He was a good muffin. He's a pretty boy. He's looking at me like I'm tired.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I'm gonna get off Twitter now, because I showed you what I wanted to show you, and Twitter makes me sad. So, should we bob it in here then? Go ahead and treat yourself.
Okay, we'll see if it's gonna actually. Last time it didn't record on my end, so I'm not sure what happened. So I know you have like the cloud when we were just chit-chatting on Monday. Yeah. Okay.
If you want me to throw that, you're gonna need to bring it all the way over here. Okay.
I'm so looking forward to discussing this, because I'm like reading your Tumblr blog responses.
Oh, I was so mad. I was getting, by the time I got to the end of it, I was like, wait. I got up this morning and I said to Carl, I was like, I'm so fucking ready to record this podcast. I'm so fucking ready. And he was like, okay, good. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm prepared. I made notes and everything. And it's going to be an angry one. And I'm so fucking ready. So ready.
You know what I'd like to do is maybe at some point, like actually try to figure out if he falls into any of these other disorders. But it's like, I don't have the time.
No.
To kind of figure that out right now.
I think we would have done it.
Yeah. But,
you know, just check my audio is all in place.
Let me see. I think I'm using the right audio. Let me see what it's got for. Yeah, it's got my microphone. Okay.
I managed to reply to two emails in like 9 minutes. Really fucking impressed with myself. I've got like an arrow and everything, because I've got Junkies Doc open, Sam Reader open, Figuring Out Dean open, Thesaurus open, a TV show that I'm watching, my Google Drive, the Tumblr doc, the meeting notes, and my doc for your cannon fodder. I have so many tabs. I hate it so much.
I'm using that Figuring Out Dean for the title of the episode. So I'm writing that down now. Figuring out Dean.
Yeah.
Figuring Out Dean. That's cool. Okay.
It's gonna be awkward when I release the fic, isn't it? That's a working title though. I'm not married to it. Okay. I just haven't come up with anything else yet.
That's okay. We could say life imitates art, imitates life, imitates art.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
It's fine.
It's a cycle, isn't it?
So what I was thinking is, if we can power through two episodes and then chit-chat on the tail end.
Yeah.
Because I know if we get started, we're going to like, and I'd rather like hold in all of my begrudging of life.
Okay. I need you to know I'm two episodes behind on the Winchesters. So if you got something to tell me about the Winchesters, I don't know what's happening.
No. There's only been like a couple things that to me are important with like what's actually supposed to happen. Like I could care less about what's going on with like the Monster of the Week and the Akrita and stuff like that. But
okay.
When something major hits the fan, I would definitely tell you. They're building up, but
they've only got a few more episodes left though, haven't they? Let me open up another tab.
They have three more from me, where I'm at, like, which is up to date. And I think the next one is coming out in 2 weeks. So you actually have time to catch up. There's not going to be another one next week. I feel like they're, what else am I opening up? Hold on. Oh, I have to open up my recs that you can't look at. Okay. I have to find, they're in my other, because I didn't want to share them for the next one.
Yeah. And mine are in a private document as well.
Yeah.
We're so fucking prepared. I was just emailing Dream a while I was waiting for you. And I was like, we're recording the podcast today. We're doing a reverse canon fodder. So I'll have a new favorite for us soon.
I hope you're not like, Sandra, what the fuck? This is nothing I would read.
Right. On the back of that, should we crack on?
Yeah. I'm just chewing some gum really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, same.
I was trying to get some dry mouth issues.
Dixie. Don't just flick one ear at me. Hey, are we sulking? Oh, we're sulking. I don't know why we're sulking, but we're sulking.
Okay. So are we good with, because I wrote some stuff in the, right above the Dean and BPD doc that I could like read, just because I felt like, you know, we should probably like do a disclaimer.
Yes.
Yes. Just in case somebody's like taking what we say to heart. And it's like, you know, no.
Yeah.
It's a fictional character. We're not trying to, you know.
We are not psychologists. We don't know. We are just, we'll just be like, she did this. It was all her.
We just spend way too much time. I do anyway. And then we have to figure out Sam at some point too.
Do we?
I think we do. Okay. I think we should. Okay. But it doesn't have to be right away because this is a lot of work.
Yeah. Can not be later.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Okay. So, oh, I got to pull up the intro. All right.
What? Do you not remember it off by heart?
Not now. Now I keep telling you, now that we have that new stuff in there, until that gets into my brain, I'm not going to remember it.
At least it's easy to find now.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for that dig, Carly. She made it. All right. On that note.
I didn't like that. I was like, it's easy to find now. It's right at the beginning. I'm sorry.
It's easy to find now.
Okay. That was like 10% dig and 90% innocent. At least you don't have to look for it.
Oh, okay. God. All right. Okay.
let me hydrate. So do you want me to do the...
No, I'll do the welcome to Eileen and Impala before we begin. And then if you want to say and maybe just do a little bit about what we're talking about, then I can sort of read the disclaimer and some of that just part right in the beginning before we start talking about. Well, maybe you could start with like how we got onto this topic to begin with. And then I can start with the boring stuff about, you know, disclaimer and stuff like that. And yeah. And I could say too that, you know, I reached out to Miss Audubon knowing about her background and stuff a little bit about like, you know, have you ever thought about, you know, diagnosing Dean using the DSM-5? And then that's what got all of this rolling kind of situation. Okay, I think we'll figure it out. And I do have to break at like 10:30 for like a laundry switch out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. That was completely me. I had like notifications from the kids' school.
Okay. Is everything okay?
So yeah. It's just like celebratory stuff that they're doing. And it's the last day of term and one of their teaching assistants is leaving today. So they're having a little party and like, so she made a post about it and stuff. And I was like, oh, we'll get back to this later. Oh, look, we have a new follower on Twitter. How cute is that?
Are we at 23 or now we at 24?
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter. Okay. Okay, great.
We're at 57 now.
Oh, that's great.
So that's 55 if you don't count us.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to exit out of that because when I retweet today's tweet, I need to put like a story in it. So I'm going to do that. Right. Okay. So you're doing the intro. I'm doing the brief, like, what are we talking about today? And then you're going to go into the disclaimer and how we came about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. I'm going to clicky.
Okay, ready. Yeah, like, oh, you've been asleep for like an hour, but suddenly now you have to leave immediately. Wait.
Season six thoughts.
Season six.
So how many episodes are you in?
I'm just starting episode 2.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, I came at you after, like, 1 hour. Well, it was dumb. He was just like, and just, like, I'm, like, I know that they were trying to be, like, oh, he's poisoned and he's groggy. And I'm, like, I've watched that man be fucking concussed and get up and get on with his life, okay? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he also came back from the dead. So I don't think it would throw him out that much for Sam to come back from the dead. I just didn't, I didn't get it at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it. And then I'm like, but he was so wrong. Like right from the off, he was so wrong. And I'm like, how didn't you see this?
So when you made that case, I was thinking about it today when I was exercising and I was like, okay, well maybe one way I could say, okay, Dean was messed up when he came back, like from hell, right? Like, and he just didn't discuss, didn't try to play it off like nothing was wrong. So my thing is maybe he's just like, this is Sam trying to deal with whatever it was he went through. So maybe he was disconnecting or something like that. That's the only thing I can come up with on Dean's end as to why he would feel something was off, but he could kind of maybe reconcile why after whatever it was that Sam went through. Because I don't think they ever really, there was no like discussion, at least again, like I have to go when I go back and rewatch, but there was no like, are you good? I'm good. Like, you know, are you good? Mm-hmm. You know, like that kind of stuff, but no, like, do you want to talk about what happened? Like, I don't know if, and you'll have to let me know as you go through it, like, does Dean try to ask, or is Dean of the mindset, well, I know I didn't want anybody to ask me. I just needed to work through my shit. And it might've not been the best call to do, but that's how he handled it. Sort of a situation. That's the only thing I can think of because I've told you, I didn't know it was like, it bothered me too. Like what is going on with Sam? And I was just like, I was so lost with it too, that I guess that's kind of why I felt like, well, maybe this is Dean trying to like just deal or sort it out or kind of figure out what's going on too, without actually like stating anything. But a lot of it too is just, it wasn't the best writing either, you know, to kind of like attempt it or address it right away. And I think they had to do that because you had to have that eventual twist, you know, but he came back without a soul situation. But I think the third or fourth episode, Dean's like asking Bobby, what's going on? Like, this just isn't right. Like he's, there's something really wrong with him.
I really think a big part of it was, cause I don't know when they find out if they're being renewed, but I know Kripke was like 5 seasons and I've got an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty consistently ended it. And then they tried to like walk it back with like having Cass come back and he heals Dean and he revives Bobby. And then you see Dean turn up on Lisa's doorstep. But they tried to walk it back, but it didn't. It still could have been left there. You know, Cass could have gone back to heaven. Bobby could have gone back to whatever Bobby was doing mm-hmm. with his life, mm-hmm. you know. And then they'd sort of like, and they'd had that, you know, that really nice like voiceover with Chuck and everything about the car and things like that.
Yeah.
And then they're coming in and they're like, it was like starting again almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they've said. Like they've said like too, like when Kripke was like, I think when Sarah Gamble took over, you know, as one of the executive producers, he's like, you got to come at this. And I think she was of the agreement too. I got to wipe the slate clean and start with maybe not the highest stakes, but still high stakes and like bringing it back. And I don't think she was not the biggest cast proponent anyway, I think. So kind of like the way Chuck, like was almost like, why do you keep fucking shit up? I feel like even though they leaned into Cass a lot for some certain things or kind of left things ambiguous, you're like to play on the whatever was starting to percolate, you know, with Cass and Dean. I don't think she really wanted Cass in it. You see that very obviously, like he's not really in a lot of episodes in season 6 and they kill him off pretty soon in season 7 and they don't bring him back until like season 19. And I think they did that because of the fans, but I don't think Sarah had any, she really wanted to kind of like sort of get away from the Angel thing somewhat, you know what I mean? And not really like focus more on Sam and Dean. That's what I got from certain situations or things I've read pieced together here and there. So it's like, yeah, they had to reboot it. And that's what they came up with. So, I mean, there's a reason I think that season six, the first episode, is like one of the lowest rated season openers because people just didn't, they weren't on board with it. I think they weren't on board too with like domestic Dean, and now we had to deal with this. I'm sure fans were like, why is he?
Was not on board with domestic Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. And not like, you know, why are we, you know, why are we focusing on Lisa Ben, even though I don't think that was necessarily, that was probably one of the healthier relationships he could have ever had, you know, but it's supernatural. We're not going to do that to Dean, you know, because then there's no conflict, there's no plot. So they had to get him out of that right away. Probably same thing with season eight, you know, and they decided that god awful Amelia storyline, you know, where it doesn't fit with what they are and what they're doing. Yeah, I thought maybe you were a couple more episodes in. It was
no,
just first one. Okay,
just hauling off on the first one.
The same Sam before he left, like scenario, like something's going to have changed, and he's working through shit. That's the only thing I could like pull out of my head when I was like thinking about it a little bit more. But I know he definitely. But yeah, definitely let me know. Like, is it by the second episode or the third episode where he's like looking at him like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, something weird is occurring. And I don't know too, if it's like the influence of the Campbells too, in the situation, like that kind of scenario. And plus just knowing that he was back for a whole year and didn't reach out to him. Like, you got to wonder what was going on with him. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm going to probably try to have this interview ready end of January. So I've got it for like January 31st. And then next Sunday, we've got a later recording with Fanfic Pond and Fanfic Ocean, 2 o'clock, I believe, my time, 7 o'clock, yours. Maybe between then, maybe we could try to get the Valentine's, our thoughts about the romance styles of Dean and Sam. Maybe we can try to do that recording within the next couple weeks. That way I'll have it that I can start to break it down a little bit for 2:14. And then we've got another, Sunday interview, and then we've got a Friday interview. So,
who are we interviewing on Friday? What?
It's in the meeting notes. It's, I got it.
It's in the meeting notes.
Where is it at?
I don't read the fucking meeting notes. No, that's fine.
And so far, that's all I got.
Fine. I was just like, I don't know what's happening anymore.
I think I've got it in the calendar too, but I know you don't check the calendar. So again, like maybe we can get on
the calendar. No, it's fine. 7 p.m. GMT. Yep. So that's next Sunday. And then there's another one on Sunday. No. Yeah.
Next Sunday, the following Sunday, same time frame.
That's fine. And then the week after on the Friday, I'm gonna have to put reminders in. God damn it.
It's like work. It's starting to work.
It's fine.
Oh goodness.
It's fine. Yeah,
you're gonna,
no, I'll
keep saying that.
I'm gonna keep saying that until it's true. I will catch up with the Winchesters this week. It might not be today because I'm on the episode of Two and a Half Men, and I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one of Dean just being like
being a good daddy.
I just it's fucking ridiculous But it's that bit where he's walking around the motel room with the baby,
mm-hmm.
And goes, if I put you down, are you going to be a man about it? So fucking cute. And I'm trying to think, season 6, they wouldn't have had their kids by then, would they?
No.
No.
No, they. I mean, they just would have been like first.
I wonder. I wonder if that was the episode that Danielle was like, we should do this now. Just see him walking around. Though they come from like big families, don't they? They've probably been around little babies their whole life, but it's just a thing. Oh, and also on the back of Friday, I don't think it's going to work out great. Don't hit him in the face. Xena's glaring at Jinx like something is going to happen. Jinxie. Oh, I'm not spoken to, apparently. Hey. Oh, you love really. You love really, Muffin. You're a good boy. He called me, say hi. He's thinking about it.
Aw.
So, yeah. So, I gotta watch the Winchesters. That's cool.
Yeah. So, do you want to try maybe, since we've got to meet, so we're going to do the recording a little bit later Sunday. Do you just want to try to maybe get together and do, like, any housekeeping and stuff before then? I don't know if we need to. Do you think we need to meet about anything? Unless something comes up this week, you can let me know.
Unless something comes up, I think we're okay, because you want to finish Dean at Salad Dean, don't you?
Yeah, because I've done nothing this week with it. I didn't do any. I mean, I didn't do anything since I talked to you about it. So Friday, I haven't. I kind of was like, I needed to just like not do.
Yeah. No. No. That's fine.
And stuff. So I'm gonna try.
You know when you know when you've had so many ideas that you're just like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pull this off now.
You will, though. But you don't have to necessarily include every idea. You know what I mean? So do what feels right in it. And if you know it's an idea, it doesn't mean it has to go in there. As great as it might be, it just might not be necessary. You know, sometimes it's just writing something just to write it. And you could always do that later. You know, like if there's a part that you'd want to like put in, you could always add it in. If you are working on a situation where it's a bunch of parts and it's not really following a linear thing, then you have a little bit more freedom that way too.
I think that's because I can just jump in and out and I can be like, okay, well this is how Sam fell off the wagon and this is what happened afterwards. And I just, everyone wants a happy ending and I want a happy ending.
The happy ending can be like, it's okay to have the happy ending be delayed. We don't need it right away. If we know it's coming, we're not going to be one of those people that's like, well, you've got to give it to me now.
I am.
I know you are, but I'm saying that now, but not everybody is. So just don't feel that you're like, you know, depriving anybody of a happy ending. If we know you want it to, and it's going to happen, then it'll happen.
Yeah. So
don't put that extra stress on yourself too.
No, these it was, the first one was all right to write, to be honest. Will you fucking stop? Don't batter her like that, you fucking asshole. You suck. I hope my neighbors have cats. I hope my neighbors know I have cats, sorry. Because otherwise, my repeated yells of, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you like this? Taking a very sinister turn. You know, if they only think I have kids, you suck so hard. You know that. Yeah, you're pretty and you suck.
Oh,
she's all the way over there. She couldn't be further away from you. Don't chase her down. Don't do this. He's furious now. Livid. There's feet everywhere. Hi, Bobo. Oh, we're not friends now. Because we're not talking, man. We're not talking. But yeah, it's been, the first one was quite easy to write. Like, I wasn't like fighting for the plot on things. I knew what was gonna happen. So I'm hoping the second one is gonna come that way as well. I'm gonna make all the titles a theme around junkies. It's gonna be good.
Good. So you got it. You kind of figured out.
Yeah. And I'll get the Winchester's watch so we can record something.
Okay. Sounds good.
If you wanna record something. And I will continue to whinge about season 6.
Yes, please. And then we'll have some outtakes and stuff I can stick into the Discord channel that nobody's on, but it'll be there when somebody is. So we'll do that.
Yeah, but
we'll do that thing. I mean, we'll keep in touch. I'm going to download this, put it into Google, and just we have it. And then I'll let you know. I'll do that once we get done. I'll wait for it to convert and all that fun stuff. And then we've got more content. Yay.
Hi. I'm going to email Dreamer. Well, I'm emailing her anyway, but I opened the draft and I was like, I have forgotten to tell you this for weeks now. The episode that your stuff is in is coming on the 24th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I told her I would let her know. Because I asked Dreamer if they had Twitter and she was like, nope.
Mm.
You don't have to tag me. So
we shall touch base probably later today or tomorrow and see what's going on as we prep for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. So with that, now we've figured out what the fuck is happening.
Oh gosh.
Okay, well I should let you go. Good shit. And we will catch up real soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you very much for today. You have a good rest of the day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so thanks for listening to our outtakes and our time travel in the Wayback Machine. And let us know what you thought of the episode by reaching out to us. You can email us at idlingintheimpala@gmail.com. You can comment on Spotify and use the Q&A section to share your thoughts. All our contact details are on our website, idlingintheimpala.com. Go check it out.
Woo, website. I always want to hype the website. Website, woo. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, follow, and subscribe wherever you access your podcast, but especially if you are watching or listening on YouTube. It really helps us with the algorithm. All hail its benevolence. And if you are listening to us audio only on Spotify or anywhere else, leave us a rating. 5 stars, y'all. We are the best. So yeah, leave us a good rating.
Please give us ratings. It does help. It does help.
It really does. It does help. It helps us with the algorithm. It helps, you know, as new people find us, all things like that. So come on, like, be a bro. Just leave us 5 stars. We'll love you forever. Like, you know, we're looking up how one sources a goat. So, you know, because I don't know how you find one fucking goat. Like, where do you just get one from? So we're looking it up, you know. We will lovingly care for a goat for the rest of its natural life in all of your names if you leave us a review or a comment.
You need to be more specific.
I said I would lovingly care for it for the rest of its natural life. What part of that implies I'm going to sacrifice it? But there will be no goat sacrifice. There will only be goat love and appreciation. There will be no goat love, not in that way.
I just mean the responsibility of a goat.
Well, I assumed I would be taking on the responsibility of the goat because
I'm not.
I think if you put a goat in your backyard with Ted and your mum, like, there might be murder in your house. Whereas if I put a goat in my backyard, my kids would have the best fucking time.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that to the goat.
Or maybe me. This goat will be a digital goat. Maybe we'll love a digital goat for the rest of its natural life.
I bet you that's a thing. I bet you we could adopt a goat in that.
All this is going to be cut. This is a terrible idea. But yeah, if you are listening to us on Spotify or any other podcast audio location, please leave us a review. 5 stars. Like, we're awesome. Because it does help us, like, you know, with the algorithm things and getting out to new listeners. Blah, 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 blah. As always, check out the causes that we are championing in the description. So from me, we have 2 LGBTQ plus charities to promote, one based in the UK and one based in the USA. And they are sort of like talking charities. So they're there if you need to obviously talk, if you need to reach out to somebody. If you don't have a safe place in your life, that is, you know, they can put you in touch with people to talk to. I believe you can contact them if you are in like immediate crisis as well. But don't quote me to that, because as per usual with this podcast, I don't know. I have not prepared. I will look. Like, the next episode I record, I'll look, okay? The next episode I record will not be the next episode that comes out, so don't yell at me. Thanks. From Sandra, we have a couple of charities around prioritizing your mental health and how to thrive, not just survive, after abuse. So again, you know, same kind of like reachy outy kind of charities. Also, it's 2024, it's an election year, woo, yay, fucking yay. So it might even be an election year in the UK. Again, I haven't fucking looked. I feel like it might be. Maybe. When was the last one we had? 19?
I don't know, you kept talking about May. So you said you had to look into if May was going, you know, to be a thing.
We have elections every 5 years here, and it might be an election year, because I'm pretty sure the last time we had we've changed prime ministers like 1,000 times since then, but the last time we had like an actual general election, I think, was 2019. So okay, it could very well be a general election year in the UK as well. But we're not particularly, like, nobody running for prime minister in the UK is going to blow up the fucking world. So, you know, it could take a backseat for now. The presidential elections in the US, far more tense. So, Sandra has provided you links to American Civil Liberties Union and vote.gov. I got it right this time.
Yes, you did.
That's because I'm reading it this time. Last time we recorded, I was like, I don't have the links in front of me. I just make this up off my head. I'm still making it up, but I got the links in front of me this time. So, to bastardize the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the Tenacious D cover of Time Warp, it's a jump to the left, not a step to the right, guys. Like, it literally doesn't fucking matter what blue candidate you're voting for. Please vote blue. Like, we can't let him back in the... You can't let him back into the White House. It'd be a fucking disaster. So, blue. But Sandra's provided these links, you know. Keep yourself informed, keep yourself up to date. That is the best way to make sure that your voice is heard in November. And as always, it is our sincere hope that by the time this episode goes out, these particular charities will not be needed, but at the time of recording in February, they still are. So as always, we are championing, spotlighting, highlighting any other adjective that means drawing attention to two charities, World Central Kitchen and Doctors Without Borders, both of which are on the ground in the Ukraine, which is still subject to Russia's unlawful invasion and the conflict therein. I think we can call it a war. I'm pretty sure it's been described as a war at some point. But hopefully that one will be coming back into the news cycle, because Tucker Carlson did that thing with the thing and it was a whole fucking mess. But hopefully Ukraine will come back into the news cycle. So they are on the ground in the Ukraine, and they are also on the ground in Gaza, in Palestine, which is not at war with Israel, but unfortunately very much in the middle of the war between Hamas and Israel. I can't fucking speak now. Israel. So World Central Kitchen, as the name implies, feeding people. Doctors Without Borders, again, as the name implies, providing medical aid in both of those places. So this is not political, guys. We don't really care which side of the line you fall on, who you think is right and who you think is wrong. This is humanitarian. In the Ukraine and in Gaza, there are people that are still trapped by the wars that are going on there. They do not have access to basic supplies. They are starving. They are dying. None of them asked for war. Okay? That's all this is about, just helping people. And of course, both of those charities do other work all around the world, but we are predominantly focusing on the Ukraine and Gaza. So, as always, if you can give financially to help any of these charities keep helping others, that is amazing, and we are eternally thankful for that. And we practice what we preach here at Idling in the Impala. We have also made donations to World Central Kitchen and Doctors Without Borders. But financially is not the only way to help. Even just sharing links around on social media, drawing attention to the fact that even though the Ukraine and Gaza are falling out of the Western news cycle, that does not mean that things are not still going horribly, horribly wrong in those places. So just sharing links around, drawing attention, getting clicks, all that kind of stuff helps enormously. So if you can help financially and not put yourself in a bad financial position by doing it, that would be amazing. We'd be very grateful. But just sharing links around is one of the best things that you can do to help those charities. So with that, we will say thank you very much for joining us in the Wayback Machine backseat this week. And we will see you next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.